The National Park Service received more than 59,000 comments last year as the agency set to work compiling changes and revisions to this year's rules and regulations regarding Park Service-managed land. John Quinley is the Park Service spokesman for the Alaska region.
There were some actions taken by the State Board of Game extending the wolf hunting and trapping season and coyote seasons. They also, in certain areas, allowed the baiting of brown bears. And both of those cases, we have taken actions to dial the season back and to stop bear baiting in national preserves.
Quinley says state policies are not in keeping with the Park Service's federal mandate. Doug Vincent Lang is the director of Alaska's Division of Wildlife Conservation with the Department of Fish and Game. He disagrees.
Remember, Congress gave them organic legislation to manage their parks, but we feel that their organic legislation should be viewed through the lens of the subsequent ANILCA legislation that created some of these additional parks and preserves in Alaska, and that as such, the default should be allowance for hunting and fishing as long as it doesn't affect the conservation of those species.
ANILCA, or the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, was passed by Congress in 1980. It designated over 100 million acres of land in the state to be managed federally by the Park Service, Forest Service, and the Fish and Wildlife Service. Vincent Lang drafted a lengthy letter in opposition to changes in the Park Service compendiums this year. He says he doesn't think the agency adequately responded to the state's comments.
They readily acknowledge that the restrictions on those hunting opportunities are not based on conservation concerns. That is, it's not affecting the sustainabilities of wolves, coyotes, or bears, but it's based on some subjective value system. And we ask for how they quantitatively or even qualitatively reach that assessment, and none of that information was provided to us.
But John Quinley says the Park Service responded as the state advised.
We have asked on numerous occasions that the Board of Game exempt national preserves from some of these wildlife provisions that we feel liberalize the hunting and trapping seasons and the methods and means too far. They have essentially told us to use our own process, which is the compendium and regulation process.
Quinley says both agencies cooperate well on joint research, but that direction from Congress and that coming from Alaska's legislature differ fundamentally. Doug Vincent Lang says the state will review the compendiums before taking any action. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.